We came into a town where Pentecost was not known like this, and they had held meetings, and they said, we've got to have a program. These people don't understand the guidance of the Holy Ghost. And after they were through, they turned the meetings over to me. And they said, now you'll have to do like the Baptists do. You'll have to give out your songs, and you'll have to regulate the meeting, and you'll have to get a sermon ready. And so I got frightened. I said, well, I came out of that hole, and now you want to put me back into that concentration camp? I said, that's funny. I thought that the Lord was able to take care of his own work. And I said, Lord, if you can't, I certainly can't. But something wonderful happened. I went to that meeting with that faith. And I sat down on the platform and I said, now, Lord, what are you going to do? Well, he took care of that meeting in such a wonderful way that after 2 weeks, we had such a revival that nobody could preach and didn't have to preach. And I tell you something, people rolled out of their chairs all over the place. The whole place was baptized in the glory of God. And God has proven to me that the vision will not lie. And for 28 years, some of the mightiest spirits in Pentecost have tried to divert me and lead me away and say, you can't do it. It can't be done. They said, you can't have a work like this unless you join an organization. More than one of the biggest lights in Pentecost have told me that. They said, you join us. You've got to do it in order to keep fanaticism out of your work. Well, they've had more fanaticism in one meeting than we've ever thought of in a whole month's time. Jesus Christ has been able, and no one else is able, but he is. But he needs men and women that believe him in spite of the tests of hell.